The opinions expressed here on the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast are solely those of the presenters, not the opinions of Cedarbrook Community Church or Mountain View Community Church.
This is Josh Griffin from Download Youth Ministry, and you're listening to the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
We're back, episode 64, Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast. Hey, everybody, this is Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe, and we are the Youth Ministry Sherpas, and we're helping youth workers to keep going, and we are live from the National Youth Workers Convention 2019.
This is the best week, man.
Oh, man, Tampa has been good to us.
We were just out on the bay.
Oh.
Eating some fish bites. Well, I was eating fish bites.
I was eating an ice cream cookie, and we're having a lovely beverage.
The weather is beautiful. We are meeting some fantastic people and just having such a great time hanging out with our tribe.
Absolutely. Laughed our backsides off last night at the comedy night.
Yep.
First general session's already in, and it was amazing as well.
We made two guest appearances already on
My
other
goodness,
podcasts.
I can't even believe that.
What
We're
the
on
heck?
Other people's podcasts.
What are we, like some kind of pseudo-celebrity here?
I think we are, in this tribe, we're approaching that level.
It's
I'm
amazing.
Not willing to say that we're there yet.
Just thinking back to the fact that we started this just 2 years ago.
Not even 2 years ago.
And the amazing relationships and conversations that this little endeavor of ours has led to. It's so cool.
It's been an absolute boatload of fun and hopefully helpful for you listeners out there.
Yeah.
We're having a great time. We're going to record some live people here from the convention, part of our tribe, answering two questions. Just get some collective wisdom.
Before we do that, though, we have to put in our usual thing, which is the
Sherpas.
Say what?
All right, so here's the
Sherpa say what? You have a Sherpa say what? No, I believe in it.
I'm just thinking about what Heather Flea said at the beginning of this afternoon's session.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what she said?
I think so, but remind me.
She's talking about the power of her hugs.
The power of her hugs.
The power of her hugs apparently can even impact a woman of childbearing abilities in terms of feeding a child. And, yeah.
It started the first session a little awkwardly. She said that the power of her hugs has been known to produce lactation.
I think so. Which is, I don't know.
That's
something
else.
Should we even repeat that? But
so that's not a story from the news, but it could be. Sherpa say what?
Oh, wow. Anyway, so we're having a blast. We have a table out here, an exhibit hall. We've been giving away llama corns and socks
and candy.
And just
got a contest going for a bunch of free shirts tomorrow night at the exhibit hall party.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, that'll be long over.
They will be long over. But we might have a few left, so if you're interested in a llama Sherpa t-shirt, let us know. We might have one that we could sell you for a very reasonable cost.
And if you're listening to this after the convention and you met us at the convention, we would love a shout-out from you. If you just hit us up on Instagram, say hi, or let us know you heard this episode, that would be a huge blessing to us. We want to continue to encourage our tribe to keep going in youth ministry, experience the blessings of longevity.
And there are so many. We've talked about them often on here. Over the next few minutes of this episode, you're going to hear from a handful of people in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, and the 50-plus crowd answering one question.
Yeah.
Well, two questions.
Yeah, the question is, what's the advantage of being in youth ministry in that particular decade of life?
Because we know that there are specific advantages to every decade that you're in it.
Yes. So we want to hear what the people here at the conference think, and we're going to share those answers with you throughout the course of this. We don't know them right now because we haven't done the interviews yet.
Yeah, we haven't met any of them yet, but they're going to come by the booth. We're going to get them back here in the studio, and we're going to have them answer that question in a very positive episode, very exciting episode.
When you're with a crowd like this, with youth workers from all around the country, and you just get to see the great diversity, the passion, the love that people have for what they do, it's really inspiring to us. And I just feel so great about the future of youth ministry.
You can't help but be hopeful meeting the people we've met already this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's just begun.
Yep. So enjoy the rest of our episode as we bring people in and we ask them, what is the advantage of being in youth ministry in your 20s,
30s,
40s,
and 50 plus?
All right. Enjoy.
I'm Anthony Stevens from Friendship Christian Church out of Mid-Missouri. The advantage about being a youth worker in my 20s is that we can stay up longer than the old guys at Lawkins.
My name's Jacob Gramke. I'm from Friendship Christian Church in Centralia, Missouri. And for me, the advantage of being a youth worker in my 20s is just being able to relate to the kids. I went through some of their same struggles and situations just a couple years ago, so it's just easy for me to relate and give them helpful advice.
Hey, my name's Mark Day from Friendship Christian Church. And the advantage of being a youth worker in my 30s is that I am old enough to know better, but young enough to keep up with them.
Hi, my name is Jessica Sanchez, and I'm on the Download Youth Ministry team. And I'm 36 years old, and I've been in youth ministry for the last 15 years. And what I love about being a 30-something-year-old in youth ministry is the confidence that you gain when you enter your 30s. When I was in my 20s, I was very insecure and spent a lot of time trying to get students to like me and trying to get parents to trust me. And so I love the fact that in my 30s, I've been able to step more into my God-given gifting and been able to grow in more confidence, to be able to not care so much about getting students to like me and be able to, as a 30-something, feel like parents have started to shift their perspective and not see me as immature, but see me as someone who loves their teenager and understands them a little bit. So I love being a youth worker in my 30s. I think I'm still cool and I'm still hip.
Hi, my name's Jonathan Meyer. I'm a youth pastor in Des Moines, Iowa, at a place called Grace Church. And the question is, what's the advantage of being a youth worker in your 40s? I would say for me, it's having my own students in my own youth ministry, where all the things that I have taught in my 20s and 30s are now lived out in my own children, both the highs and lows. And then the people that are in my youth ministry know that I'm not full of baloney, and at the same time that both the difficulties of other students are also lived out in my family. And so the opportunity to be humble, to admit in front of other youth workers and students and volunteers that I struggle with the same things that they do, has actually given me an absolute common ground with other parents and a unity with my own students that they see through a humility.
Hey, this is Todd Parrish from New Hanover United Methodist Church in Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania. And I'd say the advantage to being a youth worker in my 40s is credibility with parents. I feel that while I may have lost some coolness over the years, the credibility with parents is through the roof. And it's something obviously you have to cultivate and nurture, but when you are a peer of a parent, the conversations tend to go a lot smoother and they tend to trust you a little bit more. And then it gives you a greater foundation to continue to build on that trust.
My name is Brad Ratliff. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm in my 40s. What's the advantage of being a youth worker in your 40s? Gosh, longevity with parents. It goes a long ways. Parents get to see that, you know, you've been there for a while for me. Community people like having that age in there. I think me too, having kids that are older. I thought I knew what good parenting was until I had kids, and then I realized how crappy of a parent I am sometimes. And so I was like, oh, wow. So I think I have more grace for parents than I ever have, and I have more compassion for them, too. So I think that helps a lot, too. So, yeah.
All right. My name is Derek Pleggy. I am from Lamars, Iowa. Lamars, Iowa is actually the ice cream capital of the world, so we have ice cream all the time. But the question, what's the advantage of being a youth worker in your, I'm 26, so it'll be my 20s. I think just being able to grow up with the social media age. I know a little bit more about social media compared to those in the 30s, 40s, 50s. I don't know it 100% well, but I feel like I have that advantage to be able to utilize social media in ministry.
Hey, this is Tony Alexander. I'm from Sunnyvale, California. And I would say that the advantage of being a youth worker in my 40s is I feel like I'm more secure now than I ever was before. I really don't get rattled by just being a complete and total idiot, which is good because it shows I'm unashamed of the gospel and I'm unashamed of anything else. I'm just there to love on kids.
Hello, my name is Micah Hudson. I'm with Delphi United Methodist Church in Delphi, Indiana. I've served there for 13 years, and I think the advantage of serving as a youth worker in my 40s is that I am a parent of three teenagers and now see as a parent perspective on what it means to plan events and to give out the details to parents and make sure they know what's happening that I didn't understand before my kids were teenagers and how important that is to connect with them and to let them know information and to get that out far ahead of time so they can plan their own schedules and get their kids at events and things like that. So that's helped me tremendously.
All right, Brian Krause from Cross Creek Community Church in Wilkes-Barre, PA. The advantage of being a youth worker in your 20s is that you kind of are still on the cutting edge of the cultural trends with the kids. You know, you're still aware. You don't have to do as much digging. But yet I just turned 29, so things are starting to get a little out there. I am starting to ask some questions like, wait, what is that? Like, what is TikTok really?
Hey, I'm Sarah Robinson. I'm the Director of Student Ministries in Somerset, Kentucky. And I'm in my 40s, and so there's a great advantage of being a youth worker in your 40s because you've been there, you've done that, you've seen some things, learned some lessons, good and bad, but I still have a lot of time left to serve. So there's still room to serve, and I'm excited about what God's going to do in the future.
Hey, I'm Kathy Kaufman. I work as a volunteer at Wesley Freedom United Methodist Youth Ministry. I do confirmation, middle school, high school, and what's so cool, being more than 50 and being a youth worker is there's nothing that surprises me. I've seen it all, done it all.
Nobody cares. So what's your name?
My name is Ken West with Trinity United Methodist Church in McMurray, Pennsylvania. I think the greatest advantage to being a youth worker in my 50 plus is the experience and wisdom I can get from being a youth worker for so long.
My name is Kenny Wade, and I'm the church suite manager for a nonprofit called Because International. However, I am a local volunteer youth worker where I used to be the full-time youth pastor. And I have two teenagers in the youth group there. And the name of my church is Tree City Church in Boise, Idaho. The best part of being a youth worker in my... The options are 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, but you want me to pick one decade?
Yeah.
One of those decades? Okay. So I'm in my 40s. I'm 42 years old. And I perspective is a huge advantage. But I think one of the things I really lean into is it's going to be okay. It doesn't have to be done my way. There's lots of ways to do youth ministry from lots of different perspectives. And I can be a volunteer and be like, you know, I used to do it this way or I used to do it that way. But I can just do it this way today and it's going to be fine and Christ is going to work. And, you know, God worked through me. He can work through any circumstances. So unless somebody's getting hurt or something is like just super unhealthy or toxic, I'm just sitting back going, it's going to be okay. Let's just be present.
Hi, my name is Brashina Forbes, and I'm from the Turks and Caicos Islands. And the advantage of being a youth worker in my 30s is that I get to relive my teen years through the youth that I minister to. I'm so happy to become a channel of God's healing through those youth because it's now that I'm in my 30s, now I have a greater understanding of what was taught to me. So at this age now, with this, the understanding that I have, I can now relive that the experience that as I minister to my youth.
So. My name is Ben from Fulton, Missouri. The advantage of being a youth worker in your 30s is you're young enough to still have energy, but old enough to be somewhat respected by the old people in the church.
I'm Candy Inglet from Spokane, Washington, and the greatest thing about being in the decade of the 70s, I'm 74, is to get a new lease on life and seeing how Jesus is working in the young people's lives and hopefully help them understand how each decade will be more wonderful for them if they walk with the Lord.
Candy, you said you've only been a youth volunteer for a couple of years now.
Yes, that is true. The first year I was had the good fortune of having cancer, so they worked with me between chemo and some major surgery. In the second year, I've been able to work with youth full time, and I go to all the events. I go to their football games, their plays. Besides all the gatherings, I run a small group. and my house is open to all the kids all the time. They're always asking to come over. I'm kind of an adopted grandmother, and I'm in the best time of my life. I couldn't be happier, and I just love seeing how these young people come to know the Lord and how they're walking anew and helping them with their struggles.
How's it impacted your life to be jumping into this at 74?
It has given me a purpose that I've always wanted to know what I was going to do when I grow up, and I guess this is what the Lord wants me to do.
All right, so my name is Jacob Rendell, and I am from Open Door Fellowship Church in Phoenix, Arizona. And one of the biggest advantages of being a pastor in my 30s is that everything that is retro cool is just cool for me, because students, retro is my normal.
Hey, my name is Wes. I am from Westminster, Colorado, and the biggest advantage of being a youth worker in their 20s definitely has to be the fact that I can still beat them in games and claim to be faster than a lot of them. However, some of the boys are catching up. And I also feel like I'm very close to their age, so I can relate to a lot of what they're going through and think back to the days when I was in high school and middle school.
All right. My name is Chris. I am from Grace Fellowship from Houston, Texas.
Hi, I'm Cassidy. I'm also from Grace Fellowship and Houston, Texas.
And I think the best part of doing ministry when you're in your 30s is that, you know, you're done with all the, like, the hormonal stuff, and so you can finally think logically and you're finally adulting, so you can think with the brain that God gave you.
Yeah, and I've only been in youth ministry for a few months now. I'm pretty new. But the best part about being in youth ministry in my 20s is all the free pizza and getting to hang out with the kids and play games and be a kid again. I'm not too old to relate to the kids, I feel like, and it's really fun.
Hi, this is Jack Janigian. I'm a youth pastor at Solid Rock Bible Church in Plymouth, Michigan, just outside the Detroit area. When I think about being a youth worker, youth pastor in my 40s now, going on 43 years old next week, I'm thankful for the experience I have and the opportunity to pour into the lives of others, especially other youth workers in the Detroit area who are just getting going. I think when I started as youth pastor when I was 20 years old, I knew everything. And now that I'm 42, I realize, man, I don't know anything. And so that's been a process to get me there. And I look forward to the next 20 years of growth and experience and learning as much as I can so I can effectively minister the gospel. So 42 is, man, I feel like I'm right in the middle of my groove here right now. So this is a fun place to be.
Hey, this is Kendall Yetton. I'm from Nashville, Indiana. And the advantage of being a youth worker in my 30s is being able to look back at the past 10 years and be able to, you know, see where we've come and mistakes we've made and progress that, that's been good. Be able to see kids go all the way through junior high and high school, and just the direction that God's taking them is exciting.
Jessica Clark. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I think one of the advantages of being a youth worker in my 30s is I'm still young enough where I can remember actually being a youth and what it's like and some of the troubles that they're going through, but also old enough to have ventured through like the problem-solving pieces that go along with those problems. So I don't know. I think I'm kind of like at a happy middle ground right now. So it's a good place.
Brandon Best from New Braunfels, Texas, at Oakwood Church. The advantage, what is the advantage of being a youth worker in your 30s? I may be finishing out my 30s. So I say one advantage is when you have tenure and experience, you have confidence to move forward without asking and without trying to consult, because you've already done that. You've already asked all those things in your 20s. I think also with a student, a great thing is maybe you feel like you're older and so you might not have something to give, but I think this thought of a family and fatherhood and that expressed through student ministry is so valuable when there's a lack of that. And so being in your 30s, there's more of a fatherhood feeling because of your age, but that might be a good thing.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Sanders. I am a director of student ministry at First Pres in North Palm Beach, Florida. I'm in my 50s, and the advantage of being a youth worker in my 50s is just that I've been able to raise three kids, been able to do this a really long time. It's always a blessing to see kids grow in their relationship with their Lord and to get it. But you have a new perspective. You don't have to worry about being cool or wondering what the new fads are. You just love kids, be relational, and know that it's just a blessing to be in youth work and have a new perspective after many years of just hanging around lots of different kinds of kids and cultures and communities.
My name is Janet, and I'm from Daytona Beach, Florida. And so the question is, what's the advantage of being a youth worker in your 60s? Well, you know it all. You've been there, done that, but you surround yourself with younger people, and you don't have to sleep on the floor, but do events that are not limiting the youth because of your age, but you've been around the block a few times and you know what to do and how to handle most situations.
What's up, everybody? Hey, this is Zach Workin from the Youth Ministry Booster Podcast and Lifeway Students. The advantage of being a youth worker in your 30s is that you don't have to fake being energetic anymore, and that you get to be that middle-aged person and live into all that middle-agedness that your 20s fake you out of. It also means that you get to really be reflective on the ways in which you may or may not have made dumb choices in your 20s. 20s are for trying things, 30s are for learning things. And if you aren't learning everything you can in your 30s, then you are still stuck in your 20s. And so for all the dumb choices you may or may not have realized you made when you were young, take your 30s as a chance to learn from them and meet great people and ask great questions. Because hopefully you'll have something to say by the time you turn 40. Love the Sherpas. Sherpas on love.
Hey guys, this is Marty Estes of the Youth Workers Guide to Video Games podcast. You can find us over at podcast.downloadyouthministry.com. And the question is, what's the advantage of being a youth worker in my 30s, about to go into my 40s? And I will say this, parents don't look at me as a child anymore like they used to when I was 22 and doing youth ministry. Now they actually believe that I might have an answer for things they're dealing with their kids. But it also allows me to speak with a little bit of more wisdom than I used to, because I have the blessing of the Lord allowing me to do this for 17 years now. So I look back over the things that I've done, both good and bad, and now I get the ability to speak out of an experience that I wouldn't have had when I was 29 or 22 or 25. And just having, it's not about the notoriety. It's about the being able to speak in a way that people actually listen.
Hey, my name's Chris Johnson. I'm the ministry program director at Lakeside Christian Camp in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So what's the advantage of being a youth worker in my 40s? Is I am now married 15 years, a dad of four kids, and my oldest just crossed over to 13. I was just saying how middle school age has always been my sweet spot. I love working with middle schoolers. So now I bring to the table the advantage of having been a parent and know what it's like to be a parent, and all the joys and the fears that come with that. And I think that just translates over into my ministry and how I could work with parents and calm their fears and say, I know where you're at and I know how it goes. So I think that's what I bring to the table that I didn't bring 25 years ago when I was just basically a teenager trying to lead teens. So.
Hi, I'm Steve Odie. I've been a youth pastor for 20 years, and I'm also the inventor of a game called Nine Square in the Air. And I invented Nine Square in my own ministry when I was working with junior high kids, and now that I'm in my 40s, I think the advantage of being a youth worker in your 40s is just perspective. Of you understand parents in a different way, you understand leaders in a different way, and I think how you interact with the kids, it changes as you get older, but it's something that you are able to hopefully impart some wisdom in a different way than you did when you were in your 20s, and really minister to the whole family more effectively by pouring into your leaders and equipping your parents and understanding that you want to get as many caring Christian adults around in the kids to pour into them, to really help them understand and own their faith. So I think that's one of the advantages of being a youth worker in your 40s.
Hey, my name is Nick Zylstra, and I've been in ministry for 15 years. I am currently in the 30s stage of ministry, and while I was a little bit scared to get there, it's actually been quite fruitful. As I'm a little bit older now, I have gone from that close, like, I'm your buddy friend, to more of an older brother to father figure, and every step along the way is definitely just a true advantage in life. I have made a lot of mistakes in life, and as I get older, I keep making more mistakes in life, but that's the best thing about grace, and the best thing about just reaching out to these students is they understand that we're still not perfect, and I still have a lot more to learn, and every day we just keep on fighting through it and learning, and while I'm not as young as I like to think I am anymore, I can still take them out in dodgeball.
My name's Ashley. I'm a middle school ministry director in Jacksonville, Florida at Mandarin Presbyterian Church. The advantage of being a youth worker in my 20s is that I think there's an easier connection, an easier bridge for young students to relate to me because I feel closer to their age group. I think that it's not so far away for me to understand what they're talking about or the language they use. It's easy for me to remember being in middle school and what that felt like because it wasn't really that long ago. And I have energy. I'm excited to do things. I'm excited along with them. I can jump up and down and dance and have a good time and want to egg them on to do that as well.
I'm Jim Hahn from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Most exciting part of youth ministry for me right now is this year I've seen my students who I had years ago. I've been in youth ministry for 41 years. And this year I'm excited because I get to see my students come to convention and come to activities as leaders.
That's awesome. 41 years.
41 years.
Man, what a blast. Getting to talk to everybody at the booth in the exhibit hall at NYWC 2019. Hey everybody, this is Steve. Matthew's already on the plane, headed back home, and we forgot to record the close, so it's just me. And I just want to thank everybody for stopping by and chatting with us. We really enjoy getting to know you. And what was really cool for me is seeing the great diversity with, you know, people in their 20s who maybe have just been in youth ministry for a very short time, maybe even a few weeks or a few months. And then somebody who's been doing it for 41 years. And then the grandma who just got into it 2 years ago and she's 74. And that just warms my heart. It brought tears to my eyes talking to her. So thanks everybody for stopping by and chatting with us. We want to thank Josh Griffin and the folks at DYM for including us this year in the podcast booth, giving us a special spot. And that was really an honor. We got a chance to interview our next Sherpa legend, Duffy Robbins, and his wife, Maggie, which we will release pretty soon as well. So we have two episodes left in 2019, episodes 65 and 66 next Tuesday and the following, and then we'll take a short break for Christmas, be back in 2020. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoy the show. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. Give us a review on iTunes. If you want to give us a shout out on Instagram, let us know what you think after hearing it for the first time. We would love to interact with you. We really appreciate hearing from our listeners because our goal is to help youth workers to keep going. So until next time, Sherpas out.